And now, ladies and gentlemen, the CKLW Top 100 of 1965 countdown on the Big 8.
CKLW, the Motor City.
I'm Charlie O'Brien, and this is Petula Clark at number 40, I Know a Place.
Every day when the work is behind you and the shop and the store put the lock on the door. Just get away where your worries won't find you. If you like, well, I'll tell you more. Don't let the day get the better of you. When the evening comes, there's so much to do. You better put on your best and wear a smile. Just come along with me a while. Cause I tell you, I'm sure you'll be tapping your feet because the beat is the greatest thing.
Fantastic Tony Hatch. That's number 40 from Petula Clark, and I Know a Place. I'm Charlie O'Brien, and this is the place for the CKLW Top 100 of 1965 countdown with Shirley Ellis and The Name Game at number 39.
The Name Game. Shirley, Bo Burley, Bo Nana, Banna, Bo Furley, Fee, Fine, Mo Merley, Shirley. Let's play a game. I bet you I could make a rhyme.
song from the top 100 of 1965, Shirley Ellis. She retired not too many years after that in 1968 to raise a family. We lost Shirley Ellis in 2005. That's the name game, and here's the game of love at number 38. Wayne Fontana on the Big 8.
The purpose of a man is to love all.
Counting down the CKLW Top 100 of 1965. We want to thank Jim Feliciano of Motor City Radio Flashbacks for sharing some rare charts that came into his possession, including the Top 100 of 1965 and many others from that year, which we'll be posting up on our website in due time once we get them all scanned in. That's a fair bit of work to do there. But thanks to Jim for this one. And I don't think the Top 100 of 1965 was printed. So for that reason, we've constructed a new one, and you'll be able to download your own copy of the 1965 Top 100 Countdown after we're all done, after the Labor Day weekend. Coming up this Tuesday, you can go to our website and grab it there. Well, this man certainly had a lot of controversy in real life, that's for sure, with a struggle to make it to the top of the show business heap, and even more controversy after his death. Many years afterwards, people were still in his family arguing over what's to become of his estate. It's James Brown. Man, oh man, oh man, the hardest working man in show business. And he's got the number 37 song next.
There's this place, a place where everyone is just beautiful, where everyone is thin, healthy, and in fantastic shape. It's a place where the beautiful people can eat whatever they want, whenever they want, and never gain weight. Where pro basketball players slam dunk chicken nuggets, hard-bodied supermodels supersize their soft drinks, thousands of weight loss diets guarantee you'll shed those stubborn pounds in days. Don't believe us? Just flip on your TV, look up at a billboard, or scroll through your social media feed for proof that everyone and everything here is just perfect. Where is here, you ask? Well, welcome to the state of America. Welcome to Obesity USA. Population 115 million and getting bigger by the day. To learn more, go to visitobesity.org. That's visit OBECITY.org. Brought to you by the Pennington Biomedical Research Foundation.
And now, back to the CKLW Top 100 of 1965 Countdown on the Big 8.
1965! Got a brand new bag. And did this crazy scene. like the boomerang.
Was first recorded in 1949 by John Lawrence. Here's the version by Vic Dana that made it to the CKLW Top 100 of 1965. At position number 36, it's Red Roses for a Blue Lady on Big8Radio.com.
I want some red roses for a blue lady. Mr. Flores, take my order, please. We had a silly quarrel the other day. I hope these pretty flowers chase her blues away. I want some red roses. Lady, send them to the sweetest gal in town. And if they do the trick, I'll hurry back to pick your best white orchid for her wedding gown. Silly quarrel the other day. I hope these pretty flowers chase her blues away. I want some red roses for a blue lady. Send them to the sweetest gal in town.
'65 was a pretty good year for the Beatles. Four singles made it to the top 100 of the year, including this one at number 35. It's Ticket to Ride on Big 8 Radio.
She don't care.
hits of 1965 in order, heading to number one. We're already at number 34 with Rick Zeringer and the McCoys. And hang on, Sloopy, I'm the Big Eight. Kind of gave the Mamas and Papas their first break on record. They were the backup singers on his debut album. In fact, they ended up using some of that very same material for their very own album. Barry McGuire has number 33, The Eve of Destruction.
The Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring, bullets loading. To kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today?
If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Yeah, my blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration when human respect is disintegrating. This whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
Well, when the Mamas and Papas came to California and under the watchful eye of Lou Adler, he signed them to his record label and suggested that maybe they'd, to make some money for their session, that they record the backup tracks for Barry McGuire's album. In fact, Barry was going to do some versions of John Phillips' songs, including the fantastic California Dreamin'. Turns out that when the Mamas and Papas released their version, they used the exact same backing track. Barry McGuire, maybe one of the biggest hits of 65. It scores the number 33 position on our chart, The Eve of Destruction. And Ohio's McCoys with Hang On Sloopy at number 34. Don't go away. It's more movie music. Tom Jones is next at number 32.
Into my world of sun and wind, lift you up to heights you've never seen. While enjoying comfort's food, all in our say sweet things to you. We'll go to where the music stops your mind, dance together in our world.
My daughter is Marina. Marina has a rare form of children's eye cancer, retinoblastoma. Her doctor sent us to a specialist, and then the specialist sent us to St. Jude. Within the first couple weeks of us getting here, I was just so scared. Like, I think the reality just hit me, and it kind of hit me all at once. I had started to cry, and her doctor came in, Dr. Brennan came in, and just didn't even say anything, sat down beside me, and, like, hugged me and held me while I, like, was literally sobbing. And she just said, it's going to be okay. We don't have to worry anymore. The treatment worked, and we've saved her eye. This place has been such a blessing for us. There's no way we could have paid for treatment back home if we had to.
We can come here and we can just solely focus on taking care of her and helping her heal.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
CKLW 1965.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat knows. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. And your pussycat, no.
What's new, pussycat? Tom Jones on Big A Radio, number 32 on our countdown today from 1965. I'm Charlie O'Brien with a song that was based on the book of Ecclesiastes. Of course, Pete Seeger turned it to song. Birds have number 31 with Turn, Turn, Turn.
Time to heal, a time to rest.
CKLW Top 100 of 1965 countdown on the Big 8.
CKLW, the Motor City.
Number 30.
That was originally done by Vince Guaraldi. It won the Jazz Grammy Award for the Best Original Jazz Composition in 1963. The updated version by Sounds Orchestral hits number 30 on our CKLW Top 100 Countdown of 1965. And here they are back in... they were just here. And the birds are back one more time with number 29, Mr. Tambourine Man, on the Top 100 of the year. Fill my way. words in Mr. Tambourine Man, a much shortened version of the Bob Dylan original at number 29 on the countdown. Number 30 was The Sounds Orchestral, Cast Your Fate to the Wind. And yeah, the Birds were right back there again with number 31, Turn, 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 a group with more than one song on the countdown, The Birds, on Big8Radio.com. It's the top 100 of 1965. We're counting it down for the first time ever, and we'll be presenting the personalized version, your souvenir copy on a PDF. You can download that come this Tuesday once we're done with the countdown. Put that into your collection. Stay right here. Song 28 is next.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above, to the tiniest insects in the soil below. You take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests. And without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
And now, back to the CKLW Top 100 of 1965 Countdown on the Big 8.
1965.
Number 28.
With Cut Me A Mind at number 28. And here's Judy Durham with The Seekers. They scored the number 27 song on the top 100 of 1965.
There's a new world somewhere. They call the promised land. And I'll be there someday. If you will hold my hand, I still need you there beside me.
I'll Never Find Another You, The Seekers on Big8Radio.com. And as we mentioned, the group with the most appearances on the top 100 countdown, they have at least 5 songs on the top 100. It's Herman's Hermits and Silhouettes on the Shade, number 26 on the Big 8. Hermits have the number 26 song on the countdown. And here's Nini Rosso, Il Silenzio. Number 25 as we count them down all the way to number 1 from 1965.
Thank you.
A song that went to number one in Italy, Germany, Austria, and Switzerland and sold over 5 million copies by the end of 1967. That's Nino Rosso and Il Silenzio. It's number 25 on the countdown. And this is Mr. Len Barry at number 24.
1, 2, 3.
That we lost last year during the pandemic, Len Barry from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Didn't really think he had much of a show business career. Instead, he preferred to play basketball while he was in school. And it was not till after military service that Len Barry decided he was going to be a professional singer. 1, 2, 3 from Len Barry on the CKLW Top 100 of 1965. We're back in just 1 minute. Number 23 is next.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit michigan.gov/miready. Brought to you by the Michigan State Police, FEMA, and the Ed Council.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Big Gate, 1965.
Number 23. Oh, my. I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time.
is one of the most played songs worldwide in the history of radio. The Righteous Brothers Unchained Melody, number 23 on Big8Radio.com. And we're not stopping here. The Supremes checking in with number 22 on the countdown. Supremes in the top 100 of 1965. Stop in the Name of Love at number 22. And number 21 is I Hear a Symphony on Big8Radio.com.
You've given me a true love.